Then we go on to Ladies' Choice. And one of the things that's interesting here, even, you know, right in the beginning of your career, you had kind of a songs about the record industry, like mm-hmm. Let's Get Show on the Road. And here, even more dramatically, Calcutta Auction. It's kind of bitter and worldly for such a young person. I mean, what prompted all that?
I don't know. I look back at things like that, especially show on the Road, too, and I think, boy, you really nailed it there. You were right. But how did you know that back then? Or did you just get lucky? You know, I mean, it makes a lot more sense for me to sing Let's Get the Show on the Road now than it did then, as far as the take on the business and all that sort of thing. But I don't know. Tommy always refers to those as my pissed off songs. He goes, "Are you going to be pissed off songs in this album?" You know, and, yeah, of course there'll be a pissed off song. You have to do that. But Calcutta Auction was just a title, and then, you know, what's that going to be about? And so that just sort of, sometimes that's the way it works.
And then you got some, on Friends and Legends, you had a funky bit with Funky as a Drummer, and then you got Choice and Sanborn here and all, which, you know, this funk is a little out of character to, you know, standard MS.
Well, it was always something we liked, though. And then Choice and Sanborn was just a way to get more of Sanborn's saxophone on there so we could hear him. David Sanborn had played on the original Show on the Road and that album. And just a great guy and obviously a great player. But this was back when he was, you know, everybody knows him now from his sort of wave stuff, you know, and he's Mr. GQ and everything. But back then he was a real hippie, but still a really nice guy.